I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Brian Lush. He is the membership coordinator for the Indian Arts and Crafts Association, and we're here to talk about the spring market, which is happening at the Santa Fe Convention Center coming up very soon. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you for having me.
So this is an event which is actually a couple of different events, some of which are open to the public and some of which aren't. What's it all about?
For more than 30 years, the Indian Arts and Crafts Association has been hosting the world's largest trade show to feature handmade, authentic American Indian art. And this is the first year we're having this event in Santa Fe, surprisingly.
Right.
So we're excited about that. The first 2 days of our market are the wholesale market, which is only open to the trade, and that's from April 5th through the 6th. And we kick off our collector's market on April 7th, which is open to the public.
The collector's market is something that anybody can come to. What kind of objects and crafts will you have there?
It's pretty much representative of most of the Indian tribes from North America, Canada, and the United States. You can expect to find pottery, jewelry, fetishes, paintings, that sort of thing.
Now, when you say collector's market, are we talking about museum collectors, high-end collectors, or a little bit of everybody? What about the normal, regular person?
It's a little bit of everybody, and it is open to the everyday person, as you say.
Tell us more about the IACA, the Indian Arts and Crafts Association.
Sure. It was founded back in 1974 by wholesalers, retailers, and artists who were a little perturbed by the fake, you know, art that had been infiltrating the market and hurting their sales. And what IACA was established to do was to help promote, preserve, and protect authentic American Indian art. It's a trade organization geared towards helping artists network with wholesalers and retailers, and helps keep retailers, keeps their shelves full, as it were, with authentic American Indian art. And as a member of IACA, you receive a decal with the IACA logo. And with this logo present, this is a way of ensuring the public that what they're buying is the real thing and not a knockoff.
Brian, there's a book fair and there's a banquet. Tell us about those two events.
Well, the banquet is the annual IACA Artist of the Year Awards banquet. And this year, we've got a great speaker. We've got Kevin Gover of the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma. He's the executive director of the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. And co-chairing with this event is Catherine Stetson and W. Richard West of Stetson Law Offices. And this event will also be highlighted by a musical performance by Tim Blueflint of Shades of Rez, and a lively auction is going to take place, and that's going to be hosted by our favorite auctioneer, John Hornbeck of Red Shell Jewelry. And as for the book fair is going to be held during the collector's market, which is open to the public. And we've got a series of great books and authors. Another event that is open to the public is the IACA opening reception, which is taking place Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Convention Center. This will kick off the collector's market the following day. And the next day, the book fair gets into full swing. And one standout project is White Shell Water Place. It's an anthology put together by native writers in the area, and we're really looking forward to it. And this event is sponsored by IACA and Clearlight Books.
Brian Lush is with the Indian Arts and Crafts Association. They're on the web at IACA.com. They're located in Albuquerque. Thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.